rest of the pop is. I saw her again. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Got a survey here. They found out the top simple pleasures in our lives. These are the top simple pleasures. Holding hands with someone you love. Buying new clothing. My favorite. Eating ice cream. Cooking your favorite meal. And, I'm not making this up, listening to your favorite music on the radio. Yep. Right here. WRJN, of course, right? Yeah. It's 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Music and Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Michael Wallace. New Orleans' French Quarter is back in business after this week's deadly truck attack. WWL reporter Ian Ozon is there.
Bourbon Street is open.
New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick says her officers added security enhancements to prevent drivers from accessing the thoroughfare, including archer guards to block sidewalks. Kirkpatrick says she's confident that all of the security enhancements, including stepped-up police patrols, will prevent any other terror attacks from happening.
We want our community to feel confident and know they are confidently safe.
CBS's Katie Weiss reports the FBI has learned more about the attacker, Army veteran Shamsuddin Jabbar.
After midnight on the morning of the attack, he placed two improvised explosive devices in coolers in the French Quarter. He posted a final online video proclaiming support for ISIS just minutes before he plowed into the crowd on Bourbon Street.
The FBI has determined Jabbar acted alone. Martha Perez's 27-year-old daughter, Nicole Perez, was one of the 14 people killed in the attack.
She worked so hard. She had a lot of dreams.
The two police officers who were wounded in the shootout with Jabbar have been released from the hospital. The new Congress will be sworn in today and will elect its leaders. House Speaker Mike Johnson is facing an uphill battle. Political analyst Larry Sabato says whoever is elected speaker will have a tough time.
There are going to be 220 Republicans once all the empty seats are filled. I can see several dozen who, given the right stimulus, will vote to oust the incumbent speaker at some point during the Congress.
South Korea's presidential guards and military troops have stopped authorities from arresting impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol. The BBC's Gene McKenzie is in Seoul.
He was impeached by Parliament 3 weeks ago, but he was only suspended from his duties. He is still technically the country's president. And so that means that he is being guarded by the presidential security team.
There was a six-hour standoff inside Yoon's compound before police retreated. Yoon was impeached for declaring martial law for a few hours in early December. It's another honor for an Olympic champion. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez has the story.
Sports Illustrated has named Simone Biles the most decorated gymnast of all time. It's 2024 Sportsperson of the Year. But her athletic journey could end before the 2028 Olympic Games in Los Angeles. The 11-time champ tells SI she's humble enough to know when to retire.
The 27-year-old Biles says there are consequences for being greedy. She won three gold medals and a silver medal at last summer's games in Paris. Futures looking higher after yesterday's drop to start off the year. Dow futures up 51. This is CBS News.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best eggs. They're just so delicious, with better nutrition, too. For us, it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
Good morning from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles. Well, you may have noticed some of the coldest weather of the year has arrived. We're going to see temperatures only around 20 for a high today. Wind chills near zero or in the single digits. All the forecast details coming up following the news. We mentioned this in yesterday's news, but it's worth repeating again. There's a funeral Monday in Colorado for George Petak. Racine was home for the former state senator, but the entire region and the state knew his name after he cast the vote to move forward on building the Brewers ballpark. His decision kept the team in Wisconsin, but did cost him his Senate seat in a recall election. Petak passed away last week. He was 75. If you're interested in running for local nonpartisan office this spring, now is the time to get your paperwork in order. Details on how to do it and what the deadlines are coming up here in just about 30 minutes. Also at the bottom of the hour, high school football coaches in Wisconsin are pitching a plan to change how the postseason works. We'll have a report from Jimmy Koska coming up in about 30 minutes. News at the top and bottom of the hour. We'll update you anytime online at WRJN.com. In for Stuart J. Waddles this morning, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
It's the Packers and the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Bears Sunday. Green Bay has beat Chicago now 11 times in a row. Three Packers players named to the Pro Bowl, Rashawn Gary, and two free agents who joined the team this year, Josh Jacobs and safety Xavier McKinney.
Definitely special. You know, obviously this organization bringing in two great guys, two great leaders, and helping be a part of, you know, already successful team, and just taking us that much further, taking another step further.
NBA, the Bucks tried to make a comeback, scoring 20 unanswered points in the fourth quarter, but lost at home to the Nets, 113-110. Doc Rivers asked, have the Bucks played the right way since their win in the NBA Cup?
Yeah, well, honestly, I thought we have played the right way overall. Since Vegas, we've been shorthanded. There's not a lot of nights like this where we play offense like the way we played tonight. So, yeah.
The Bucks host the Trailblazers 7 o'clock tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy and colder today. We'll get to around 21 for a high this afternoon, but that wind from the northwest at around 10 to 20 is going to keep that wind chill factor in the single digits all day today. Tonight, mostly clear, 8 above. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 19. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Everybody thinks eating meat is disgusting. Don't get me wrong, I eat meat, it's delicious, but here's how you can tell everybody thinks eating meat is gross. Just watch how you react when somebody asks you to eat an animal you're not used to eating. So, hey buddy, you want a gerbil burger? Then somebody asks you to eat a reindeer, then you're all confused because you can't remember if reindeers are real or not. You guys watch the Super Bowl? Everybody wants the Super Bowl? Yeah? All right. Here's the thing I like, is at the end of the Super Bowl, they get hats like New York Giants. They got the hats that say they win. New York Giants, 2008 Super Bowl champs. But there's another set of hats. The Patriots don't ever get to see. They just send them immediately to the third world or something. And I don't know exactly, but I'm willing to bet there's a lot of kids in Cambodia who think the Patriots won that game. They got like a whole alternate history of sports over there. Like, they never heard of the Yankees or the Bulls. Everyone's wearing Buffalo Bills t-shirts.
Morning at 7:09, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Well, images have been going viral online showing purple apples from Saskatchewan. People have been desperately trying to track them down. Problem is, they don't exist. They're created by AI. I see all this stuff on Facebook, and people say, that's AI. It looks so real. I don't know what's real anymore. I know the Beatles are real. Here's Lady Madonna.
Lady Madonna, children at your feet.
Local news, timeless hits here at WRJ and the Beatles, Lady Madonna. Did the Beatles ever have a bad song? I don't think so. Well, someone in California had their car broken into on Friday the 13th, and the only thing that was stolen was a cardboard box. The owner said the box contained $1 million in cash. Police are investigating. What are you doing with $1 million in cash in your car? That's a big question. I think the police want to know. And how big does the box have to be for $1 million in cash? Sounds like a lot of paper. 712, here's CCR.
Built a good job in the city. Waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep. And worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning. Proud mirror keep on burning.
You don't have to worry.
CCR, Creedence, Proud Mary, 7:15, local news, Tamla Sitz at WRJN. I would never be a police officer. I just couldn't take what they do. I couldn't do any of that stuff. Unless I was working at a desk inside the police station, that I could do. But if I was out on the road helping people, I couldn't do it. Case in point, somebody in California, this was near Detroit, actually. A cop near Detroit named Nicole Miron stopped an out-of-control truck by climbing through the window of her patrol car while it was still moving. It was going around 5 miles an hour, but still, her partner drove alongside of it. It turned out the 63-year-old driver in the truck was having sort of a medical episode. Luckily, no one was hurt. Could you imagine? That's like a movie stunt. Going out of your car window, your police car window, into the window of a moving truck. I mean, they do that stuff in the movies. Stunt people do that in the movies. And they've got to be experts at it. This police officer did it. Now, see, this is I couldn't do that stuff. It's 7:16 at WRJN. Thanks for joining us. We're talking movies at 7:35, but right now, we're talking showbiz with Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Tom Cruise is getting into the casting business. The Mission Impossible star is currently looking for a younger version of himself to play the role of Ethan Hunt. The next two installments of the franchise, those would be films 8 and 9, will be prequels. Rumor has it the eighth film will be Cruise's last on screen, but he will still continue to produce the franchise. Glenn Powell was initially rumored to take over the role, but those rumblings have recently been shot down. No word yet on whether or not Cruise will expect his younger self to do his own stunts. Could be a deal breaker. Sticking with the action thriller genre, Viola Davis will play the president in the upcoming film G20. Variety reports the Oscar winner will play Commander-in-Chief Danielle Sutton, who narrowly avoids being kidnapped, then proceeds to save her family and the world. The film will be directed by Patricia Riggin and drop on Amazon Prime this coming spring. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. X-Golf Kenosha, your winter golfing destination. Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. Stay warm while you swing through top courses on one of seven state-of-the-art simulators. Sharpen your skills, then relax with great food, drinks, and January football on 12 big-screen TVs. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com. Go to wrjn.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores, apples and bananas 10 to 53% more, and cereal could cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico, and if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. My sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walk in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
News, Timeless Hits, WRGN with Ricky Nelson, Traveling Man. Now, Ricky Nelson was part of his family's show, and I really mean a family. His mom and dad were Ozzie and Harriet. His brother was David. They were all on the show together. His dad was the producer and the director a lot of the times as well. So it was a family show. And they wanted Ricky to debut his new song at the end of each show, and he did. He did a song with his band at the end of each show, and they were all hit songs. So the people at the Donna Reed Show got together and said, well, wait a second. If Ricky Nelson could do it on his family show, why don't we do it on our family show? Because Donna Reed on the Donna Reed Show was the producer and her husband was also the producer of the show. So it was a family show. But nobody sang on that show. There was no talent when it came to singing. And the people in the network said, well, yeah, Shelley Fabre, who played the daughter on the show, she's going to sing. And Shelley said, no, I'm not. I don't sing. They said, you're going to sing or you're not going to be on this show anymore. So they came up with a song for her. And Shelley was wrong. She can sing. And it was a big number one hit.
Johnny Angel. Johnny Angel. Johnny Angel. Johnny Angel. You're an angel to me. Johnny Angel. How I love him. He's got something that I can't resist. But he doesn't. Johnny Angel, how I want him, how I tingle when he passes by. Every time he says hello, my heart begins to fly.
I'm in heaven.
I get carried away. I dream of him and me, and how it's gonna be.
Other fellas.
Concentrate on Johnny Angel, 'cause I love him, and I pray that someday he'll.
remember that. You debuted then on the Donna Reed Show. And it was when she went away to college and she wanted to be a singer and her mother didn't want her to be one. Then her mother saw her sing and said, you have a talent. Now, she went on to sing in other things. She was in a few Elvis Presley movies, Girl Happy. She did some singing in that Elvis film. I think she was in a couple of them. And she went on to be a serious actress and a comedy actress, too. She was on the TV series Coach. And she was married to Mike Farrell. Remember him from MASH, B.J. Honeycutt? They were married for years and years. So, she went into a nice career, Shelley Fabre. But it all came down to, if she didn't sing that song, she was off the Donna Reed Show. It's 7:27, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. You know who it's time for.
A shipwreck is old enough. Part or all of the sunken vessel may be buried in silt beneath the seabed. In such cases, marine archaeologists bring out the big guns. Ground-penetrating radar, which can see what lies below. And sometimes the results are astounding. I want you to meet David Fasthold and Ron Wyatt. David is an American shipwreck specialist. Ron is an archaeologist. Together they stand on the verge of uncloaking a mystery that has fascinated yet utterly frustrated previous investigators. And the key to discovering the fate of this particular sunken ship is subsurface radar. Their team of explorers, breathless with anticipation, studies the radar surveys of the site. Look, an excited somebody says, pointing to an area. It's about 82 feet from the stern, where they can see the remains of the ship, where the radar image is so crystal clear down there that they can count the floorboards on the deck between the bulkheads. For our right now high-tech times comprise a golden age of discovery. For centuries, in many instances, the sea has guarded her ill-gotten gain, but diver explorers, assisted by the subtlest sensing equipment, are taking back riches and precious remnants of history that have eluded their seekers in generations past. In the South China Sea, for example, shipwrecks 1,000 years old are currently yielding tons of artifacts, ceramic stoneware, earthenware, bowls and plates and bronze mirrors and containers, gold and silver jewelry, ingots and coins, the envy of museums throughout the world. Now, until recently, the oldest recorded shipwreck found by adventurer Peter Throckmorton near Cape Caledonia dated back to the Bronze Age, 1,400 years before Christ. But the remains of the vessel investigated by David Fasthold and his team, they are older still. For as the astonished scientists pored over the data from ground-penetrating radar in 1994, field archaeologist Ron Wyatt made an extraordinary discovery of his own. Huge stones near the site, stones with holes hand-carved near the ends, drogue stones they were called as ancient mariners dragged them behind the ships for greater stability in high seas. Now, carbon dating is not complete. Excavation has barely begun. But Saleh Baratuntan, chief geologist at Ataturk University, believes that incredible man-made vessel, now fossilized, may be tens of thousands of years old. And more is precisely what it appears to be. The ship's measurements are close enough. 558 feet by 148 feet, roughly what ancient texts suggest. And yes, I do mean to say that the final resting place of that formidable vessel, at an inexplicable altitude of some 7,500 feet in the mountains, near the bone-dry border of Turkey and Iran, further suggests a fantastic voyage, which until now many believed never happened. A mission of survival made possible by an enormous craft, which was at the very least ahead of its maritime. Since you were small, you have heard it called Noah's Ark. Well, now you know the rest of the story.
And we have another Paul Harvey rest of the story, our new one coming up. Not a new one, but another one, different one, coming up today at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. And if you want to have your business become a sponsor of one of the most popular radio shows ever to air on WRJN, call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story every morning at 7:25 and again at 12:05, weekdays right here at WRJN. It's 7:31. Here's Chris with the morning news.
Good morning from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I am Chris Morrow, in for Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what's going on this morning. Well, you may have noticed it's pretty cold out there today. This cold snap could last up to 2 weeks with high temperatures today around 20. Wind chills in the single digits or colder all the way through the weekend. We'll have all the forecast details coming up following the news. Down in Kenosha County, a dual effort underway to combat radon exposure and food insecurity. The Kenosha County Public Health Department launching a new program that's offering a $5 radon test kit in exchange for the donation of a non-perishable food item. Statement says the discounted kits provide an affordable way for people to test their homes for the odorless radioactive gas called radon. Leaders in Mount Pleasant say they're not concerned by Microsoft's pause in hiring and building. The tech company last week said they would temporarily halt construction on parts of their $3.3 billion data center project in Racine County. The company says they need to refine the design. If you're looking to run for public office in the next nonpartisan election this spring, now is the time to get your paperwork in. To get on the ballot for the upcoming spring election, you'll need to be eligible for the office you're running for, file a notification of candidacy, circulate nomination papers, and file a campaign finance form. If you don't file the paperwork in time, you can still register as a write-in candidate up until noon, the Friday before the spring election, scheduled for April 1st. High school football coaches in Wisconsin pitching a plan to change how the postseason works. With more, here's sports director Jimmy Cuska.
A proposal to change how Wisconsin high school football teams qualify for the playoffs and are organized by division has overwhelming support from coaches. The Wisconsin Football Coaches Association says of the 400 head coaches responding to a survey, 350 of them, or 87.5%, support the WFCA's proposal, which would eliminate computer algorithms from the playoff process. This year, the WIAA admitted it made mistakes in setting the playoff field, leaving out Madison West and Greenfield. Now the plan goes to committee and could be up for a vote as soon as February for implementation as soon as the fall of 2025.
Thank you, Jimmy. We have news at the top and bottom of every hour and updates when you need them online at WRJN.com. In for Stuart J. Waddles, Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
Crop insurance is a valuable tool for farms across the country. However, imprecise data collection and record keeping can limit what a producer gets from their coverage. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report, and Nick Lewitt is a precision ag specialist with Rural Community Insurance Services. And he says that accurate data can allow a farmer to get the most from their coverage each year.
Climate Field View is one of our partners, and so is the John Deere Operations Center that can really streamline that process from you as a grower to your agent. What we're going to be able to utilize is use those acres that you actually plant from your machine into our system for crop insurance purposes. We do take all the overlapping out rows for you. So let's say you drill soybeans in your neck of the woods. You may have some overlapping rows, but we'll get it to the correct number of what takes place. The benefit for you as a grower for that is, you know, traditionally you might have used a 578 documentation to do your crop insurance. So it may have a field at 80 acres, but really you're planting 76, 75 acres. We can use that 76, 75 acres that you have for crop insurance reporting.
Once again, that's Nick Lewitt, a precision ag specialist with Rural Community Insurance Services. I'll have more agriculture news right after this.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Freeing up your time for the holidays is at the top of our list. When you choose BioVet microbial and nutritional products to keep your livestock out of the sick pen and healthy, you'll enjoy more time with your family this holiday season. Many thanks and warm wishes from our BioVet family to yours. Learn more about how BioVet can save you time and money on your farm by calling 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Attend Dairy Strong and help celebrate the Dairy Business Association's 25th anniversary with a special reception the evening of January 16th in Green Bay. Dairy Strong is a must-attend event for everyone in dairy, bringing together forward-thinking farmers and ag professionals to tackle the most significant issues today. The conference January 15th and 16th is filled with innovation, collaboration, and excitement, wrapping up with the reception January 16th. Register at dairystrong.org.
The Wisconsin FFA Alumni and Supporters Association is hosting its 45th annual convention on February 7th through the 8th. The convention will take place at the Holiday Inn Convention Center in Stevens Point. The convention will feature workshops and speakers designed to strengthen leadership skills and advocate for agriculture. The mission of the Wisconsin FFA Alumni Association is to be the state's leading advocate for agriculture education. One highlight will be the president and CEO of AGCO Corp., a global leader in agricultural machinery and precision technology. Additionally, the convention will feature speakers from Wysocki Family Farms, Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association, and more. To learn more and register, visit WisconsinAgEd.org. Registration closes on January 10th. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
It is going to be partly cloudy and colder today. We'll get to around 21 for a high this afternoon, but that wind from the northwest at around 10 to 20 is going to keep that wind chill factor in the single digits all day today. Tonight, mostly clear, 8 above. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 19. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
So I wrote a movie last year, but I just assumed that I would just write it and then they would cast like a beautiful actress like Kate Upton or like Middleton, like a Kate, you know. But they were like, no, we want you to be in the movie, but stop eating. I was like, okay. They were like, you promise? I was like, oh my God, like I don't even like food. I was just bored. They got me a trainer, like a real, like he trains like Megan Fox and like actual foxes. And he's like going over my new meal plan with me. And I'm like, ugh, like I've got to stop you here. Like it sounds like from what you're saying, like at times I'll be hungry. I'm like, what's that about? And he explained to me, like, yes, some people, like, are hungry sometimes. And I was like, that's crazy. I've never said these words. I've never been the girl who's like, oh, my God, I forgot to have lunch today. Like, what? If anything, I'm like, oh, my God, I had two lunches today.
And good morning. As Amy Poehler was talking about movies, we'll continue the conversation with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. And good morning, Brett. How are you?
Good morning, Don. I'm doing great.
All right. We just passed 2024. It's in the history books. Whatever movies came out, they came out. And we have our favorites. We've got the best. We've got the worst. We've got movie news. Before any of that, let's go over the long list of movies that came out this coming weekend. What are they?
Well, there's no big new release this weekend. However, there is so much to see at the theaters. I think that's the problem. Some movies are getting buried. So let's talk about it. When you look at what's out right now for families, there are three stellar pictures to choose from. There's Mufasa the Lion King from Disney. There's Sonic the Hedgehog 3 from Paramount. And then Moana 2, which has been put out by Disney as well. Three juggernauts there. Moana 2 just passed $400 million at the box office. And then Mufasa, the Lion King, and Sonic the Hedgehog have kind of been battling it out for the past couple weeks. And every day it's kind of a race between who will be number one or number two at the box office. So families have plenty of opportunities to go to the movies. And then let's talk about for adults. There are some excellent pictures that are rated very high in Rotten Tomatoes that you have to go out and see. If you're a horror fan, if you like thrillers, you got to go out and see Nosferatu. This Robert Eggers-directed horror film is a masterpiece. It's been delighting audiences throughout the holiday season. It's certified fresh and Rotten Tomatoes. Don't miss Nosferatu. And for anyone looking for a drama, a historical drama, even if you don't like Bob Dylan's music, I'll tell you, A Complete Unknown is this amazing portrayal of a young Bob Dylan by Timothy Chalamet. It's set in the early 60s in New York. And I have not found a single person that went and saw this movie that didn't like it. It's certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes from the critics, but the audience score is even higher. A 96% audience score for A Complete Unknown. And I'll tell you, people have to go and see this movie.
Well, let me ask you, I saw the picture, and I loved it. I want to see it again. That's how, and I was telling you, I saw a documentary on TCM called Don't Look Back about Bob Dylan. In 1965, they filmed it. They let it out in 1967. Timothée Chalamet is exactly like Bob Dylan. He looks like him and sounds like him from 1965, which is basically when this movie takes place. It is such a good movie. Now, my question to you is, why did it come out number 6 at the box office? It is such an amazingly good film, and everybody I know that have seen it said they love it. What happened? How come it's so low in the box office?
Well, it is a biodrama, and that's typically not palatable for everyone. Obviously, there's people going out with their families. There's other things going on during the holidays. But as an adult, as a picture for adults to go see, there really isn't one better than this one. So a complete unknown, put it on your list. And, you know, we talk about that. Why is it number 6? There's another movie that's being completely overlooked this holiday season because everything is just so stuffed with great content. And that's this movie called The Fire Inside. It's rated PG-13. It's another biodrama, but it's getting lost in the shuffle. This one's about a female boxer. Her name is Clarissa Shields. She is arguably the greatest female boxer of all time. She was the first woman to win the gold medal in boxing. She won the awards in 2012 and 2016. She's currently the heavyweight champion of both the WBO and WBC circuits. And we had this movie as one of our mystery movies. Everyone loved it. Everyone that goes to see this movie loves it. It's reviewed well by the critics. It's reviewed well by the audiences that went and see this movie, but it's just getting lost in the pack. So if you want a really neat, inspiring biodrama, The Fire Inside, rated PG-13, would be a great selection. And unfortunately, it's the tragedy of there is just too many great movies at the box office and too little time out there. But great movies all out there, great selections for everyone. Just take a look. If you've got nothing to do this weekend, or even if you have things to do, but make sure to clear 2 or 3 hours to fit in a movie, because there's so much great at the box office right now.
Well, you know, I love movies. I've been going to movies all my life. And my superpower, everybody's got a superpower. Mine is I know every movie that I've seen and the theater that I've seen it at. You tell me the movie I've seen, I'll tell you where I saw it. I remember, including my very, very first movie I ever can remember seeing was Tammy and the Bachelor back in the 50s. My parents took us to the drive-in. I remember seeing that film at the drive-in, the Shirley drive-in. And I can it's a superpower that I can do this. Okay, we're going to have the best of the best. Let's talk about the top 5 at the box office for 2024.
2024 is top of the box office. At number 5 was Despicable Me 4. It made $361 million. And number 4 was Moana 2, which is still going. In 2024, it made $404 million. Right now, it's climbing, so it's going to be over 420 and just keeps on going. Wicked was number 3 from Universal Pictures at $433 million. Deadpool and Wolverine came in at number 2 with $637 million. And Inside Out 2 from Disney came in first with $653 million. When you look at that, there's really no surprises, but there's only 2 film companies in the top 5. Walt Disney had 3, and then Universal Pictures had 2. And Disney was a huge success story. In fact, one of the surprises of this list is that Inside Out 2 came in at number 1. It was the number 1 picture both domestically and internationally. And everyone thought at the beginning of 2024 it was going to be Deadpool and Wolverine. Well, they came in a close second, but Inside Out 2 kind of captured everyone's hearts. Everyone loved the movie. And when you look at Disney's haul, it is just amazing. They had 2 movies with Inside Out 2 and Deadpool and Wolverine that did over $1 billion worldwide. Moana 2 currently has $900 million worldwide. And they really couldn't do anything wrong this past year. And when you look at their slate coming up, they've got a phenomenal 2025 as well. So look for Disney to continue its torrid run at the box office. And those are some great pictures from the top 5 from 2024.
So out of the top 5, 2 or 3 are animated films. One's a Broadway musical and one's a Marvel superpower type movie. And that's it. No adult dramas. This is it. It's just Disney's animated films, Broadway musical, and a super movie, superpower movie. There's a lot to be said there. Hold on a second. We're going to talk about the best and the worst of 2024. We've got some more movie news. Brent Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, my guest. He's here every Friday morning at 7:46 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. With sunshine today and a high near 24, clear tonight. Lows around 10. Saturday, sunny with a high near 23. Sunday, cloudy with a high near 28. And right now, it's sunny and 18 degrees at Radio Park. You have heaters in theaters, right? So this is so if it's too cold outside, you can turn on the heat? Is that it?
We certainly do. It's cozy in the theaters.
It's funny you laugh because when I was a kid, they used to hang signs outside under the marquee, air conditioned inside, which led me to believe not all theaters were air conditioned. If you got to brag that you've got air conditioning, well, then I guess not every theater had it back in the 50s and 60s. All right, coming up more with Brett right now, 7:46 at WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. X-Golf Kenosha, your winter golfing destination. Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. Stay warm while you swing through top courses on one of seven state-of-the-art simulators. Sharpen your skills, then relax with great food, drinks, and January football on 12 big-screen TVs. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
W-R-J-N. We're talking to Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, talking about 2024, what went on. Let's talk about 2025 and beyond. You've got a list of what Disney's like operating the box office these days. What do they have on their slate for coming for this coming year?
Well, yeah, we talked about it. Three of the top five pictures in 2024, and the 2025 slate looks phenomenal. In February, they've got a Marvel movie, Captain America, Brave New World. It stars Anthony Mackie and Harrison Ford. That's in February. In March, they have a live-action Snow White coming up. In May, they have another Marvel movie called Thunderbolts coming out. Around Memorial Day, they will have a live-action Lilo and Stitch, and people are going crazy for this movie. In June, they have a Pixar movie called Elio, which should do well for families. In July, another Marvel movie, The Fantastic Four, comes out. In August, we have one that may be a bit of a dark horse in terms of performer. Some people won't even know this is coming out. Freakier Friday. Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan are back in Freakier Friday, and a lot of people are talking about this one. In October, Tron comes back with Tron Arias. There are a lot of fans of the Tron series that have been waiting 10-plus years for the Tron movie, and this should be amazing. Nine Inch Nails is doing the soundtrack, so this should have a great soundtrack and great visual effects. In November, you have Zootopia 2. Now, I just mentioned that Inside Out 2 surprised everyone when it came in at number one at the box office for all of 2024. I think Zootopia has that chance. It comes out next November. It's Zootopia 2. Everyone loves the first one. So do I. Zootopia 2, November. What a chance and what a shot to be number one at the box office. But it's going to have some big competition at the end of the year because James Cameron is finally coming back with a third Avatar film. So Avatar, Fire and Ash, we have that in December. So you look at how they're closing out the year with Zootopia 2 and Avatar, and I'll tell you, Disney is going to be a force once again.
You know, I remember reading stories about Hollywood in the 40s and 50s. If you were an actor and you ever went, you know, astray of the law and you wound up in jail, that would say your career was over. It was done. Nobody wanted anything to do with you. One of the biggest stars and Lindsay Lohan were both in orange jumpsuits. That's Robert Downey Jr. and Lindsay Lohan. I remember them in court in orange jumpsuits going to jail. And Robert Downey Jr. is one of the biggest stars in Hollywood right now. People just want to give him money to get them in the movie. And Lindsay Lohan's not doing poorly. And I guess it doesn't matter if you're in jail anymore. I mean, Robert Downey, I remember they carted him off to prison. And look at him now, you know. Okay, let's talk about some of the best and the worst. Let's start with the worst. These are not that they're horrible movies. Nobody sets out to make a bad movie. But they're major disappointments. I'm sure the producers expected him to do better. I remember some of them. Lisa Frankenstein, that's a recent one, isn't it?
Yeah, that was released last February.
Yeah. Borderlands, I don't remember that at all, do you?
Yeah, there was a video game adaptation from Lionsgate that came out in August and just didn't go over big with audiences or critics.
Yeah. The Crow, that was the remake, right?
A remake, yep, that's right.
This was a major disappointment, I remember. Madam Web.
Yeah, Sony was trying to do something there. They were trying to expand the Spider-Man universe, and it just didn't work out. Dakota Fanning was in the movie, but it just didn't work out.
Could you step a quarter of a mile closer to the phone there, just a second?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, the phone was sounded kind of distant there for a while. Horizon, American Soccer Chapter 1. This is the Kevin Costner Western. I heard it was supposed to be 5 chapters. They got it down to 2. We were told last August Chapter 2 was coming to theaters. Number 1 did so poorly at the box office, they scrapped that idea. And I don't know, Number 2 is somewhere in the universe. I don't know where, but it's nowhere to be seen. Do you have any insight on when we're going to see that film?
Well, I don't have any insight, although in terms of you and I both like this movie. I loved American Saga Part 1 from Horizon. I'm waiting for Part 2.
Yeah.
We'll just have to see when they release it. I think I was disappointed because the idea that you were going to see a series movie, the first half in June, the second half in August for the summer, that really appealed to me. I was excited because at the end of the first one, there's this montage about what's coming up in the next movie, and we never got to see it. But hopefully this one's going to see the light of day.
Night Swim, Imaginary, Kraven the Hunter. Those were disappointments, I would imagine, at the box office, huh?
Yeah, most certainly. You have the Marvel film, Kraven the Hunter, that was released that's still in some theaters right now, and the other two are just horror movies that didn't pan out.
And here's one that I thought would do well because it's a Tom Hanks movie. Here. That didn't do well at all, I guess, huh?
Yeah, it's directed by Robert Zemeckis. I think this is a case where it was a very aggressive concept that they were trying. It was very experimental. The whole idea that you're watching through just like one view of one room as people go through their lives. So it's still worth watching. I'd say take a look at it. I enjoyed it for the art of what they were trying to do. But it just wasn't, it's not a Forrest Gump 2 or anything like that I think people were expecting. But still, it is entertaining to watch that perspective and to watch how they make everything happen. Just with basically almost a single camera, just looking at one room and one view throughout time.
Red One. This was the movie with The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, the Christmas movie. Didn't do well?
I have to disagree. It made almost $100 million at the box office and was very entertaining this holiday season. In fact, it's one of the number one stream movies now that it's on Amazon Prime right now. So I wouldn't say this was a disappointment at all. In fact, the movie was supposed to go direct to streaming. They said it's too good for that, and they put it out for theaters for a month, and a lot of people happened to enjoy it.
Yeah. Runner-up was Lord of the Rings, The War of the, and I can't pronounce that word. You can say it. I can't.
Lord of the Rohirrim. And this was one that was put out. It was an anime version of Lord of the Rings. I think for anime fans, they might have enjoyed it, but I think if for everyone else, they're just looking for another live-action Lord of the Rings-type movie.
My other disappointments this year, and we've talked about this before, Twisters. It wasn't that it was a bad movie. I just expected more. The other was The Trap. That was the M. Night Shyamalan movie. I can't begin to tell you my problems with that film. I mentioned some of them to you. I was looking so forward to that film. It was more like a music video for his daughter to perform. And because you see so many songs with her on stage, and I think that's what it was. It was a vanity piece for her. So I was disappointed by that one. I'll talk about some of my favorite movies of the year. There was one from Angel Studios, Possum, I think it was called Possum something or other. I can't think of the name of the film. I thought that was just a great movie. Angel Studios puts out some really good movies. I like that. The Bob Dylan movie, one of the best of the year. I hope that's up for a slew of Academy Awards. And one that I saw this year that was really out last year and won the Academy Award, Godzilla Minus One. I thought it was a very good movie. The Academy thought it was a good movie. It got an Oscar. So let's talk about, we've got, what's that? The Golden Globes coming out, right?
Yeah, the Golden Globes are this Sunday. And when you look at it, man, this is a toss-up. So watch the Golden Globes. They're usually kind of a guiding light for what might go on with award season. And they have two Best Picture nominations. They have Best Picture Drama and Best Picture Musical or Comedy. It's really a toss-up. Let's look at Best Picture Drama. Best Picture Drama has six films nominated. They are The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, that's the Bob Dylan movie we keep talking about, Conclave, Dune Part 2, Nickel Boys, and September 5th. Take a look at this one. I'm going for The Brutalist. In fact, this is my prediction for one of the surprises or some things I'm looking forward to 2025. The Brutalist is out right now in limited release. It is a 3.5-hour movie starring Adrian Brody, and it has an intermission. And they purposely put that intermission in because they said they wanted the audience to reflect upon everything for a little bit of time and then come back to the story. They're doing things that no one's been done. It's a 3.5-hour movie. It's The Brutalist. I think that one may win, but look out for A Complete Unknown.
I thought the intermission was to take a nap. What do I know? And those recliner chairs, it's not difficult to take a nap. I got news for you.
But okay. We'll see. Long format movies, and then Best Picture Musical or Comedy. You've got Anora, Challengers, Emilia Perez, A Real Pain, The Substance, and Wicked. I'm looking at Anora in this one. Anora is a comedy film that really was under the radar that was released this fall. It was from Neon Pictures. It got kind of overlooked, but I hope people look at this one because it really was a great film. Emilia Perez was a film that was released directly to Netflix, which is getting a lot of buzz as well. But Anora, I'll predict that one might win. But take a look at these Golden Globes. They're usually kind of a look ahead as to what might happen because those Academy Award nominations come out on January 17th this year, so just 2 weeks.
You know what the problem is?
Award nominations come out.
Look at the musical comedy category. Except for one movie, I don't think anybody's heard of these. They've heard of Wicked, and they haven't heard of any of the other movies. So you can't get excited about them. Now, you have some insight into these because you're in the business. I never heard of, I heard of them, but I don't know anything about them except Wicked. That's the only one on there. Real quickly, got a minute left. Let's talk about movies to watch out for this year. I'll just list them. You talk about in The Brutalist. You like that. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. Anytime there's a word final in a movie, you know it's not final. And Superman. Another Superman movie's coming out, huh?
Another Superman movie. We'll see. There have been plenty that have been trying since Christopher Reeves played Superman to really break out. This one looks really good. Check out the trailer. It was released a few weeks ago. And this one's got his dog in it from the comics Krypton, which everyone's talking about. So we'll see if WB can kind of reboot Superman here and bring him back. He's coming out in July, so it's well poised for summer blockbuster and popcorn fun.
So Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, Tom Cruise in that, I guess, right?
He's in that one, and remember, it was Dead Reckoning Part 1 was the last one a couple years ago.
Yeah.
It kind of underperformed because it came out the week before Barbie and Oppenheimer. But go watch that one. It's amazing if you haven't seen Dead Reckoning Part 1. The Final Reckoning is coming out this May, and I can't wait to see what crazy stunt Tom Cruise does in this one.
Anytime they put final in a film, you know it's not final. Like, they used to have Friday the 13th, The Final Chapter. Then the next movie, A New Beginning. I never fall for that final in there. They've got me once or twice on that. My favorite man in Hollywood. Well, really, you know, Milwaukee. But close to Hollywood. You've been there. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. He gave us great insight into movies and The Brutalist. Now you got me wanting to go see that when it comes out here, finally. I can't wait. Thank you very much, my friend. I'll be watching the Golden Globes on Sunday, and we can talk about some of the winners and losers of the Golden Globes next week. How's that sound?